The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
This is the kind of song that you might hear on Random Retro.
Yes.
Weekdays at 5 p.m. with us. This is Jessica Simpson. And as far as I know, this is really her only like big hit, right?
I don't think so.
Besides her reality show, it's the only one I could find in our system. We've got a lot of stuff there. But Jessica Simpson is who we're talking about. And she was doing an interview recently, which is also shocking. And she admitted that she is trying to hold on to her vocal cords, try to still sing. And what she is doing is drinking an elixir. And she found out recently that there is an ingredient in that Far East elixir. Here's the clip.
They're like, what are you drinking? Because, you know, it's this Chinese herb thing, and I'm like, I don't know. And my vocal coach told me to drink it, and they googled the ingredients and snake sperm.
No, it's so tea.
It's like a honey.
Did you hear it? What it is?
Snake sperm.
Snake sperm.
Ew.
What?
And then hearing it described as like a honey is like, oh god. Now. I know what you're thinking.
No, I don't think you do.
The wake-up call. Are they going to go down a rabbit hole of who's in charge of extracting that from snakes? No, we're above that.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that because I wasn't sure that we were.
Maybe that's something we save for when we're on stage at Wake-Up Call Live.
No.
This is mind-boggling for so many reasons just because of Jessica Simpson. Like...
Okay.
She's still...
Who's trying to listen to her sing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, preserve your vocal cords for who? Your kids? Church? Who?
Right.
Who's asking you to sing?
I'm Googling. Hold on. Because it's my understanding that Jessica Simpson is now a fashion mogul.
Right. Whenever I'm at DSW, there's the rack of Jessica Simpson sunglasses.
And I'm not going to lie, her shoes are fire.
Mm.
Jessica Simpson's shoes are generally great.
And she's not being paid by Jess to say this.
No. Although I'll take your money.
Right.
And
your snake sperm.
Nope. No, you can keep that. I'm pretty sure because of her fashion line, she is worth... so much.
I think
money.
I read that too. Kevin, can you look up to her net worth?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we just hang up the singing. if the only way to keep us there is through this.
Right. Kevin, what's her net worth?
Well, since January 14th, it says 200 million.
That's not snake sperm worthy.
No, it is not.
Somebody just texted in to 916-909-1065. Jessica Simpson just dropped a new album. Well, how about
that? Dropped it on who?
What?
Right. Do you mean she physically dropped an album?
Right.
Because, and you know what? Follow-up question. Whoever texted that. Did you listen to it?
No, because nobody did.
I don't think she dropped an album.
You don't?
Nope. I can't find it.
Okay. Well... even if she did, the world doesn't need her voice.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
I was trying to look her up on Spotify, and my phone had other ideas.
Okay. The world doesn't need her voice to be so pristine that she needs to put herself through this. So I am saying to her, from all of us.
We're friends here.
We're friends. Baby girl, don't do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, think about what you're saying.
Think about what you're saying.
You said it, consistency of honey.
You know who I could see doing this? Brittany.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is some Britney Spears energy.
And you know what? If that was the case, I think a lot of people would be like, yeah.
Yeah, I could see it.
Preserve it, Brit.
I don't know that I'd feel that way, but I'd be like, well... add it to the list.
Right.
I mean, at least she's not dancing with knives again.
Not anymore. Yeah. Know? But like, she's had multiple hits.
Right.
She was a mega pop star.
Right.
Jessica Simpson was more remembered as being a reality star than a pop star.
I think the other thing is Britney is mega cuckoo birds.
Well, yeah.
And we kind of thought Jess was doing okay.
I didn't think about Jess. Ever.
Well, guess what? She wasn't thinking about you either.
Right. The only time I thought about Jess was when I was in line at DSW and I saw that rack of sunglasses.
Right.
And I go, huh?
Yeah. Look at her.
Yeah. So anyway, always read the ingredients before you put it in your body.
Yeah.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.